بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. This is a reading of the work وفاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، دروس وعبر. The death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, lessons and morals, written by the noble Sheikh أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن أحمد الإرياني حفظه الله تعالى. And the Sheikh begins with the introduction of the book. Verily all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and seek His refuge. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, conveyed the message, fulfilled the trust, advised the ummah, uncovered the darkness, and strove in the path of Allah with the true striving until he died. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left the people upon a clear white path. Its night is like its day, none deviates from it except one who is destroyed, as for what follows. Some of my noble brothers have asked me to write an abridged work on the death of our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I answered their request by mentioning what is in the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of lessons, morals, admonishments, remembrances, and rulings, as it is not hidden from one or everyone who possesses knowledge. I was eager in this abridged work to mention what is authentic from the biography of the Prophet regarding his death, and I have adorned the work with what was made easy for me from the words of the people of knowledge in terms of benefits and derived rulings. I ask Allah the Glorious to benefit others by it, and that He guide us all and all the Muslims to what He loves and is pleased with. No doubt, great events are preceded by extraordinary events and signs, which point to their nearness and occurrence. The Muslims completed by all praises due to Allah the conquest of Mecca in the year 8 of the Hijri, and in the 9th year delegations were accepted who professed Islam or paid the jizya with willing submission and felt themselves subdued. The army of distress frightened the hordes of Rome until they fled from their direction and the Arabian Peninsula was brought near. All of this occurred after a great continuous striving from the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the honorable companions. May Allah be pleased with them. All of these were signs which point to the completion of the affair and the nearness of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this introduction was written by Abu Abdurrahman Abdullah bin Ahmed al-Iryani on the 9th of Monday, 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal in Say'un, Hadramaut. And the Shaykh mentions in the footnotes that he reviewed the work again in Darul Hadith in Dammaj. The first chapter, Declaration of the Death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to himself in the Noble Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Noble Qur'an, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Verily you, O Muhammad, will die, and verily they too will die. Surah Zumar, Ayah 30. And Allah, He says, the Exalted, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. And we granted not to any human being immortality before you, O Muhammad. Then if you die, would they live forever? Surah Anbiya, Ayah 34. And Allah the Exalted, He said, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Allah says, Muhammad is no more than a messenger, and indeed many messengers have passed away before him. If he dies or is killed, will you then turn back on your heels as disbelievers? And he who turns back on his heels, not the least harm will he do to Allah, and Allah will give reward to those who are grateful. Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 144. And Allah the Exalted, He said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. And Allah the Exalted says, when comes the help of Allah to you, O Muhammad, against your enemies and the conquest of Mecca, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds, so glorify the praises of your Lord and ask for His forgiveness. Verily, He is one who accepts their repentance and forgives. And this is Surah An-Nasr. Imam al-Bukhari, may Allah have mercy upon him, said in his Sahih, Hadith number 3627, حَدَّثَنَا مُحَمَّدْ بِنْ عَرْعَرَةِ حَدَّثَنَا شُعْبَى عَنْ أَبِي بِشْرٍ عَنْ سَعِيدٍ بِنْ جُبَيْرٍ بِنْ عَبَّاسٍ قَالْ كان عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه يدني ابن عباس فقال له عبد الرحمن بن عوف إن لنا أبناء مثله فقال إنه من حيث تعلم فسأل عمر بن ابن عباس عن هذه الآية إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح فقال أجل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعلمه إياه قال ما أعلم منها إلا ما تعلم. Imam Bukhari narrates from Muhammad bin Ar'ara, who said it was narrated to us from Sa'id ibn Jubair, from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that Umar bin Khattab used to treat Ibn Abbas very, very, very favorably and bring him near. So Abdul Rahman bin Auf said to him, to Umar, we also have sons that are equal to him. Umar said, it is because of his knowledge. Then Umar asked Ibn Abbas about the interpretation of the verse, when the help of Allah comes in the conquest of Mecca, Surah Nasr, Ayah 1. And Ibn Abbas said, may Allah be pleased with him, it indicates the death of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah had informed him of. Umar said, I do not know from this verse except what you know. Also, Imam al-Bukhari narrates in his Sahih, Hadith number 4969, حدثنا عبد الله بن أبي شيبة قال حدثنا عبد الرحمن عن سفيان عن حبيب بن أبي ثابت عن سعيد بن جبير عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه سألهم عن قوله تعالى إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح قالوا فتح المدائن والقصور قال ما تقول يا ابن عباس قال أجل أو مثل ضرب لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نعيت له نفسه. Abdullah ibn Abi Shayba narrated to us that Abdul Rahman said that it was narrated to us from Sufyan, from Habib ibn Thabit, Abi Thabit, from Sa'id ibn Jubair, from Ibn Abbas, that Umar asked the people regarding Allah's verse, when the help of Allah comes to you, O Muhammad, against your enemies and the conquest of Mecca, Surah Nasr, Ayah 1. And they replied, it indicates the future conquest of towns and palaces by the Muslims. Umar said, what do you say about it, O Ibn Abbas? And he said, I replied, this surah indicates the end of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through it, he was informed of the nearness of his death. Hafid ibn Hajar, may Allah have mercy upon him, said in Fath al-Bari, volume 8, page 608, in this hadith is the apparent virtue of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and that he was affected by the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for him, that Allah teach him the interpretation of the Quran and understanding of the religion. In the hadith, also the notification for the one who does not know the Ibn Abbas' level to put him in his proper position. And also mentions, other than that, from the good purposes, not due to pride and boasting. The second hadith is from Imam Ahmad, who narrated in his Musnad, hadith number 1876, from Muhammad bin Fudail, who said it was narrated to us, that Ata ibn Sa'id said it was narrated to us from Sa'id ibn Jubair, who said it was narrated, from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. لما نزلت إلى جاء نصر الله والفتح قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعيت إلى نفسي لعلي مقبوض في تلك السنة في تلك السنة. That when the verse came, that when comes the help of Allah to you, O Muhammad, against your enemies in the conquest of Mecca, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, my death was declared to me, perhaps my soul will be taken in this year. Ata in this narration is Ibn As-Sa'ib, Ibn Malik, and he is Sudduq, but his condition changed at the end of his life. However, this narration was followed up by the following. Imam Ad-Darimi reports in his Sunan, under hadith number 79 from Sa'id ibn Sulaiman, who said we were informed by Abbad ibn Awam, who said we were informed by Hilal ibn Khabbab from Ikramah, from Ibn Abbas. لما نزلت إلى جاء النصر الله والفتح دعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاطمة فقال قد نعيت إلي نفسي فبكت فقال لا تبكي فإنك أول أهلي لحاقا بي فضحكت فرآها بعد أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلنا يا فاطمة رأيناك بكيت ثم ضحكت قالت إنه أخبرني أنه قد نعيت إليه نفسه فبكيت فقال لي لا تبكي فإنك أول أهلي لاحق به فضحكت وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء نصر الله والفتح وجاء أهل اليمن هم أرق أفئدة والإيمان يمان والحكمة يمانية. That when the verse was revealed, when comes to you the help of Allah and the conquest of Mecca, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Fatima and said, my death has been declared to me. So she cried, and he said, do not cry, for verily you will be the first of my family to join me. So she laughed. And some of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her and said, oh Fatima, we saw you crying, then laughing. She said, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed me that his death has been declared to him. So I cried. So he said to me, do not cry, for verily you will be the first of my family to join me. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the victory of Allah has come and the conquest. And the people of Yemen have come, and they have the softest of hearts. Iman is Yemenite or Yemeni, and wisdom is Yemeni or Yemenite. And the hadith of Hilal bin Khabbab, or the hadith narrated by Hilal bin Khabbab, are graded Hassan. And as a side benefit, again, that this hadith also been graded Hassan by Imam Allama al-Albani in his Takhrij of Mishkat al-Masabih, and hadith number 5195. And this is the end of the chapter.